Leo pointed down at the back fringe of the meadow. Schuf's Dalmond rose up just on the other side of the river. With the exception of a few evergreen shrubs, everything down there was dead and brown. It was easy to see that near the riverbank, the clover that carpeted most of the meadow became thin and patchy and blotched with darker, coarser stuff. Colonies of weeds that favored the sandy soil near the bank. Nearer the river, I could see a distinct front where the clover gave way altogether to a snarl of woody trash, slashberry and the like. Beyond that front, I could see splats and rambling trails of green. Some of the stuff back there was so tough that not even hard frost could kill it. "I guess your theme today is weeds, but I don't see where you're going with it," I said.
"Down there, come spring, I am going to stage a reenactment of the Battle of Trentai," he announced.
-1472, I answered in a robotic voice, that being one of the dates drilled into the head of every Fid.
"And I suppose you want me to play the role of a hoplite who gets a Sarthian arrow in the ear? No thanks." He shook his head patiently.
"Not with people," he said. "With plants."
"Say again?"
"I got the idea during Apert from seeing how weeds and even trees are invading the town, taking it back from humans so slowly that the humans don't notice. The meadow is going to represent the fertile plains of Thrania, the breadbasket of the Bayesian Empire," Leo said. "The river represents the River Contus, separating it from the northern provinces. By -1474, those have long since been lost to the horse archers. Only a few fortified outposts hold out against the barbarian tide."
"Can we imagine that Schuf's Dalmond is one of those?"
"If you like. It doesn't matter. Anyway, during the cold winter of -1473, the steppe hordes, led by the Sarthian clan, crossed the frozen river and established bridgeheads on the Thrinian bank. By the time the campaigning season has opened, they've got three whole armies ready to break out. General Oxus deposes the Bayesian Imperator in a military coup and marches forth, promising to drive the Sarthians into the river and drown them like rats. After weeks of maneuver, the legions of Oxus finally meet the Sarthians in the flat countryside near Trentai. The Sarthians stage a false retreat. Oxus falls for it like a total dumbass and charges into a pincer. He's surrounded, and 3 months later, Baz is on fire.
But how are you going to do all of that with weeds?
We'll allow the invasive species from the riverbank to make inroads into the clover. The star blossom vines run along the ground like light cavalry. It's incredible how fast they advance. The slashberry is slower but better at holding ground, like infantry. Finally, the trees come along and make it permanent. With a little weeding and pruning, we can make it all work out just like Trentai, except it'll take 6 months or so to play out."
"This is the craziest idea I've ever heard," I said. "You are some kind of a nut."
"Would you rather help me, or go on trying to teach those brats down there how to carry a tune?"
"Is this a trick to get me to pull weeds?"
"No, we're going to let the weeds grow, remember?"
"What's going to happen after the weeds win? We can't set fire to the cloister."
"Maybe we could sack the apiary and drink all the mead."
"Someone already did that during Apert,"
he reminded me gravely.
"No, we'll probably have to clean it all up. Though if people like it, we could let nature take its course and let a grove of trees grow on the conquered territory."
"One of the things I like about this is that come summer, it will put me in a good position to watch Arcibald being chased around by angry swarms of bees," I said. Leo laughed. I thought to myself that his plan had another advantage as well. It was flagrantly silly. Until now, I had been dabbling in avocations, such as looking after Barb and teaching Fids how to sing, that were sensible and virtuous. Typical behavior for someone who was getting ready to fall back. To spend the summer doing something absolutely ridiculous would flaunt the fact that I had no such intentions. Those members of the Adharian chapter who hadn't wanted me would be furious. "I'll do it," I said. "But I guess we have to wait a few more weeks before anything starts to grow."
"You're pretty good at drawing, aren't you?"
Leo asked.
"Better than you, but that's not saying much.
I can make technical illustrations. Barb is freakishly good at it. Why?
I was thinking we should make a record of it. Draw pictures of how it looks as the battle goes on. This would be an excellent vantage point.
Should I ask Barb if he's interested?
Leo looked a little uneasy at that.
Maybe because Barb could be so obnoxious. Probably because Barb was a new fit and shouldn't have an avocation yet.
Never mind. I'll do it myself, I said.
Great,
Leo said.
When can you start?